time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today on the telephone, I have Marshall Thompson. He's with the Bureau of Land Management. We're going to discuss, you know, 4th of July is coming up. It's just around the corner, in fact. And then 24th of July is just right after that. We're going to discuss a few things about fire safety and wildfire safety, maybe some best practices when we're out camping, and what things to look for, things to, you know, maybe something that we do that is just not a good idea, and just kind of talk about fire safety in general as a whole when we're out in the outdoors. Marshall, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave. I'm happy to be here.
So let's talk about, you know, it is wildfire season. We're right in the middle of it. And it doesn't seem like in our area we haven't had that big of an issue with it. Up on the Wasatch Front, it seems like daily we're hearing something about a brush fire or a mountainside that's catching on fire, or, you know, even sometimes the side of I-15 or 215 catches on fire. So the danger is real, and let's talk kind of what about, you know, is kind of the perfect storm when it comes to fires.
Yeah. So I think one of the things to bring up, you kind of hit on it, Dave. You know, a lot of the publicity, a lot of the media focuses on fires that occur up in northern Utah, and there's a heavy contingency of people up in that area. One of the aspects that we're looking at is thus far for 2020, 80% of our fires in Utah have been human caused. Which is a pretty large amount when you consider we've had over 400 fires over the state of Utah. And that's not on just BLM lands. That's all federal and state lands within Utah. So obviously, you know, media tends to look to those areas where there's a lot of population base to talk about those aspects. But I think something to really address for western and southern into southeastern Utah is that we're experiencing in those areas drought conditions, and those conditions are probably likely going to extend into July and August with a lack of rainfall. The snowpack that we got this winter in the upper elevations areas has melted off quite rapidly due to the warm weather we had in May. And then you couple those drought conditions and lack of moisture with the holdover of fine fuels from the last couple of seasons. What I'm talking about is last year was a pretty low fire frequency season for much of the West. Well, what that means for us this year is the fuels that didn't burn last year, those fuels are still held over into this year, whereas in a normal fire season, some of those fuels would have burned up. Those are now there, coupled with additional fuels that are growing for the 2020 season, puts us in a pretty high fire danger moving into July and into August.
And so as people kind of head out, and, you know, we had Memorial Day, and now we're headed into 4th of July, we're headed into the 24th of July, which people, you know, light off fireworks and things like that. What are some things that people need to be aware of as they're heading out, especially as they're heading out like into the desert to do fireworks or, you know, go camping and things like that? What are things that people need to be watching out for when they're doing these things?
Well, I think the first thing to bring up is that fireworks are prohibited on BLM-administered lands. So folks need to be aware of that aspect as they head out to recreate for the 4th of July weekend. We also ask that before folks head out, when they decide where they want to go and camp or recreate for the weekend, that they take a look at potential fire restrictions that have been put in place for those areas. And they can find that information on the utahfireinfo.gov website. To find out exactly what fire restrictions have been put in to specific areas such as Washington County or southeastern Utah. So we recommend that folks check those things out. And some of the other standard items that we like to address to folks is when you do go out and camp over the 4th of July weekend or any other weekend in the summer, make sure you bring in appropriate equipment with you. Bring a shovel, bring some extra water or a bucket with extra water that you can have nearby your campfire. Should that campfire escape its fire ring, you have equipment to help try and slow the spread or stop it altogether.
And that I was going to say, that Utah Fire Info page is great because you guys feed into that, the Forest Service feeds into that, and everything is right there at your fingertips if you want to know what's going on as far as fire danger or even current fires that are going on in the state right now.
It is. It's a great website. You know, Utah was one of the first to implement a large-scale website like that, and many other states have adopted similar type sites where you have multi-agencies, state, the federal land management agencies, all partnering to keep information updated. Current fire conditions, as I talked about, fire restrictions that are in place, as well as ongoing fires or prescribed burning that might be occurring throughout the year.
Now, I'm going to ask, if are there any areas of the state right now that are BLM managed where fires are restricted?
We do have some restrictions in place, fire restrictions in place. Like I was mentioning, Washington County, BLM lands, BLM administered lands in Washington County, and areas within the Moab and Monticello field offices. And they're the pretty standard fire restrictions requiring folks to, if you're going to have a campfire, it's got to be in a designated ring. Aspects of spark arrestors on off-road vehicles, things like that. And you can find the specifics, like I mentioned, on that Utah Fire Info website. I do know that the Moab area, Monticello field office area, are looking to go into higher restrictions this weekend, and that those new restrictions will be posted to that website. So we recommend folks definitely take a look at that so they know what they're walking into when they head out to recreate.
All right. Marshall, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate it. And once again, that Utah Fire Info website is the best website really to find all this information. And what's that address one more time?
It's www.utahfireinfo.gov.
All right. Marshall Thompson with the Bureau of Land Management, thank you so much for the time today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always go to our website, CastleCountryRadio.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 a.m.